Today I'd like to introduce Regan Murphy, a solution architect from OA Systems in Auckland. My name is Hamish Haldane. I'm the Dynamics Marketing Manager at Microsoft New Zealand. Today we're going to be talking about Dynamics CRM 2011, a new release of the Dynamics CRM product. Regan's speciality is in CRM. So Regan, you were a speaker at this year's TechEd. Can you give us a quick 30-second synopsis of your session, please?
Hi Hamish, thanks for having me. I was speaking at this year's TechEd. I chose a subject which is around CRM, CRM 2011, and something that's growing quite large at the moment, which is contact center use. I looked at the Customer Care Accelerator, which has been newly upgraded and released for CRM 2011. It was a bit of a mix of what you could use it for and a bit of technical dive into how we could use it. Mm-hmm. The crux of it is it's basically an accelerator for CRM, a set of building blocks. Developers can take it and build an integrated desktop using CRM, line of business applications, which will hopefully make your call center run a lot smoother and make your customers and your employees happier.
Mm-hmm. So with CRM 2011, with the previous product, CRM 4, the accelerators were a big part of the package around that. Is that come through into CRM 2011, or is there a different term now?
Okay, with CRM 4, the accelerators were a way for the CRM product team around the fringe to get some features that didn't come in the product out there quite quickly to the market without having to go through, you know, QA and the rest of it. So there were really some shells of some bits that you could start to build some applications from. With CRM 2011, some of those have actually been brought more into the product team and they're released as components in the new Dynamics Marketplace. So that means that people can go to the marketplace, download these components, install them straight into CRM, and then customize them further. Some other components, like the Customer Care Accelerator, are still considered a development toolkit. And while they're available from the marketplace, they're not quite such a just plug it into CRM and go utility.
So they've made quite a few changes in CRM 2011. Could you maybe go through what you think of the top three or pick three of the new features in the product?
Okay, well, first and foremost is the fact that we can get CRM 2011 in the cloud and we can get that across the world. With CRM 4, there was a version that ran in the US and the US only. And with CRM 2011, they also have allowed us to run custom code in the cloud as well. And that basically means that CRM 2011 in the cloud and CRM 2011 on premises are pretty much the same thing. They're on par. So there's not a lot you can't do on premise and on the cloud. It's the same. So that's probably the top feature. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things they've introduced the ability to embed web resources such as Silverlight applications and HTML pages into the database. So that makes custom solutions and deployment quite simple. Some features like dialogues that they've built in for scripted calls, quite cool as well. And a lot of UI improvements as well.
So with the cloud-based version, how popular has that been?
We're seeing a lot of people keen on the cloud-based version. One of the greatest things is you can go and sign up with a 30-day trial for free, and then it's a credit card to pay for the subscription. No infrastructure required, no servers to manage. Patches are now coming through the automatic updates for Windows, so it's a much easier prospect from the IT point of view.
And you mentioned before the accelerator was really sort of a development toolkit. How are you working on developing customizations, et cetera, now in the product?
Okay, it's much the same as with CRM 4. So we still customize the CRM itself in the web application. We still use Visual Studio to create plugins, although now we can also host those online and run them. We still create some web applications and use them with CRM. But with the web resources, we can now create Silverlight and upload XAML into the CRM and have that run whether it's on-premise or online. With the accelerators, once again, some of those we can, there are a set of solutions that you can port straight into your CRM, be it on-premises or online, and basically pre-configured applications ready to go for a lot of them. And there's also a customer portal accelerator that you can use, which is an associated component that goes into the Windows Azure cloud and works with CRM online as well.
Okay. So think we're running out of time. 15 seconds. Can you describe XRM in a nutshell?
XRM and CRM, there shouldn't really be a distinction anymore. The old days, CRM was really Salesforce automation. These days, XRM is anything you want to build. So we've got clients that run their church administration on CRM, people that run service centers for servicing equipment, people that do logistics, and people that do CRM, traditional CRM like sales and marketing as well. So XRM, basically, you can build anything you want to on that CRM platform, and you can enhance it with the accelerators, the toolkits, and roll it out globally as well.
Great. Thanks, Regan. Thanks for your time. And thanks also for a great session.
Thanks, Hamish.
Thanks.